This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer, here is your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is Friday. Things are a little different. If you tuned in at 6 o'clock and said, hey, why aren't you guys playing local, original, Michigan-made music? Well, it's because things are a little different. We're broadcasting from Thumbfest right here in downtown Sandusky. I'm in the beer tent, but now it's time. An hour of Michigan-made music, making the trek all the way from Canton, Icarus Fell. I've had him on the show many, many times, so I'm looking forward to taking him on a field trip. We're going on a field trip today, guys. We're going to be talking about their new video and new song, Mad World. We're going to be talking about what they've got coming up and basically just having a little bit of fun. They just got here. I'm going to give them a chance to kick back and relax. Let's get to it. Here's a lot of Michigan-made music that we need to play. Starting things off with a coupe. Here's Alice Cooper, Under My Wheels, on Sessions on Solid State Radio and 97.7 WTGV.
The telephone is ringing. You got me on.
And you're listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Hey!
42, Thicker Than Blood right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. What's going on? Adam Harahuk hanging out with you. Icarus Fell. They're joining the show once again. Love it, love it, love it. Keeping things going. Here's Flowers on the Grave. Here's Crawling in the Dark, and it's on Sessions. Crawling in the Dark right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Adam Harahuk hanging out with you in the beer tent. here at Thumb Festival in downtown Sandusky.
Who thought it would be a good idea to have us do a radio show from a beer tent?
I know.
Somebody wants to be standing at the end of the thing?
Some irresponsible individual let us do this. and this is normal. This is not normal for me. I'm usually interviewing bands in studio. This is going to be this is going to be new for me. So I embrace new challenges. It's going to be a good time. Icarus fell in studio. Right there.
In this makeshift studio on the stage in the beer tent, you know.
We'll be talking to them in a little bit. We'll be playing their new latest single, Mad World, and also some stuff from their latest release and talking about what they've got coming up. But meantime, got to pay the bills. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food. Cold drinks. Keno. Six pool tables. Pinball. Darts. Air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born. That spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivals. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, a thing I'm proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
The founder of Red Line Brewing Company, what he thinks sets him apart, what he prides himself on. Without hesitation, he proudly said, we only use Michigan-sourced ingredients from plow to pint, and folks, that says everything about the quality of drinks you have at Red Line Brewing. Join the Mug Club, and you get a free birthday beer and a ton of other perks. Red Line Brewing is located at 5470 Lapeer Road in Burton. Again, that's 5470 Lapeer Road, Burton. Stop in and have a cocktail. You will not be disappointed.
People in Michigan come from all walks of life, but they should all be able to walk safely. To make this happen, both drivers and pedestrians need to follow the rules of the road. Pedestrians should always cross at an intersection or crosswalk and stay alert to traffic. Drivers should always yield to pedestrians, and both should follow all posted signs and signals. Remember, it's everybody's road, everybody's rules. Sponsored by the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
Brunches, chef specials, date nights, happy hours. Moments like these are made possible by the COVID-19 vaccine.
My taste buds have missed this.
So let's savor this moment. Keep the dining out going. Keep the togetherness going by keeping your COVID-19 vaccines up to date. Find your vaccine at michigan.gov/COVID-vaccine. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Solid State Radio is hitting the road.
We're just going across the road to Tilted Access Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Lapeer's Social District, Saturday, July 8th for Solid State Radio's pre-fireworks broadcast bash.
We'll be broadcasting live from 7 to 10 p.m. on the patio. We're also bringing a special guest, Ariana Smith.
So come to Tilted Access for a locally sourced beer, a crafted cocktail from their exclusive line of spirits, or even try one of their specialty pizzas.
Tilted Access is located at 303 West Nepsing Street in downtown Lapeer. Come hang out with Drew, myself, and Ariana Smith Saturday, July 8th. The Sessions Concert Series returns to Cascadon Lounge in Metamora, Michigan. I'm Adam Herhuck, your host of the Sessions Concert Series. Saturday, June 24th, come on out and see three acts that I play on my show. Hard Luck Pete, Citizen Keen, and the Screaming Casanovas. There's no cover, no tickets to buy. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Three acts that you need to see. Hard Luck Pete, Citizen Keen, and the Screaming Casanovas. It's the Sessions Concert Series. Support local music. All local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Yes, tomorrow it's the Sessions Concert Series. I'm going to be there rubbing elbows with you. Come on out and see three great bands that I play on my show, Screaming Casanovas, Hard Luck Pete, and Citizen Keen. It's going to be a fun, fun time. Icarus Fell, they're taking some selfies. They're putting things up on social media. We're going to be talking to them in just a little bit, but as the host of this show, I get to choose the first song, and it's one of my favorite tunes of theirs. Here's Icarus Fell, here's Broken Brother, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Yeah.
Broken Brother, Icarus Fell, from Chase the Sun album. Is that Chasing the Sun? Chase the Sun? We got Icarus Fell on the stage in the beer tent here at Thumb Festival in Sandusky. Guys, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
It's good to be here.
So, Canton, just a hop, skip, and a jump away, huh? Just a small little jaunt?
Yeah, about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Yes.
Appreciate you making the trek. You people at home or in your car or at work, you may or may have heard some of these questions I'm going to shoot out, but there's always somebody new. Broken Brother, I love the story on this song. Tell it to me again.
Basically it's about just mental health, specifically how the mental health of men can be overlooked, as you know, we're just supposed to be these tough guys that don't let things bother us, and we go through some pretty heavy stuff. It's about basically that.
Yeah, because I was talking to some people about that, you know, mental health with men. It's with women, it's okay to show emotions. With guys, you know, next thing you know, you have the memes of Will Smith crying or Michael Jordan crying. All of a sudden, that's not
right.
Okay. So
yeah.
For you to have a song like that, I think there needs to be more songs like that.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about a lot of different things, but I kind of want to go straight into Mad World. I was watching that video today with my stepdaughter and my wife, and we were watching it a couple times, trying to find the hidden messages. And I'm not going to ask for hidden messages. That's not fair. That's not what you guys want. You guys want us to decide for ourselves.
Sure.
What it is. I might actually dabble into a little bit, see how much I can get out of you. Very well done shot video. We're going to talk about the video for a second. Talk me through that. Who put that together? How long did it take? It was just about 15 minutes, right? It was a real simple.
Yeah, it was one take.
It was really easy. Really easy. Yeah. We worked with Drake Welton over at White Knuckle Films, and he did a phenomenal job. He actually came up with the whole concept of the video. So that was he kind of listened to, you know, our take on the song, and that was what the story that came to him, you know. So, and it kind of is in line, I suppose. Like I was when we covered that, I think that Tears for Fears, they were really, at least lyrically, they were a band that was kind of ahead of their time.
Yeah.
You know, I think if they came out now and had the current sound, they'd be a great, like, almost like a Rage Against the Machine type band. And they wrote a lot of stuff that was about, like, you know, the man, basically, right. And stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, so it kind of captured a little bit of that. And honestly, like, when we covered it, it just kind of sounded cool, you know? Like, Ryan came up with the idea. He was like, hear me out. Mad World, but with, like, a grunge feel. And I was like, all right, I need to hear it.
Sure.
And that's kind of how it came to life, you know?
Well, a lot of people are doing that. They're putting, I've heard, like, recently heard Wrecking Ball from Miley Cyrus done in more of a metal fashion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are doing that, so it makes sense. But it didn't sound like to me that you took Tears for Fears, Mad World, and did a metal version just to say you did it. I felt like maybe I'm just over-glamorizing it, that there was a reason why you picked that song. Why that song?
Well, I mean,
just turn on the radios. You know, VH1 classic. Oh, that sounds good.
No, actually, you know, we were sitting there thinking, trying to come up with a concept for something we were going to do and do our way. You know, we like to do covers. We do a lot of live covers now that are just straight covers. But to do something, a reimagining, and actually pick a song that has a meaning behind it. And, you know, for me anyway, the meaning was just like all the stuff that's going on around you and just things are falling apart and you have to kind of just keep going, you know, and there's that like, it's chaos, but there's beauty in chaos is kind of how I interpreted the song, and then kind of putting that and taking what's very clearly not a grunge punk style song and putting in more of our vein of what we write, kind of just felt natural, you know. And I think within the first 10 minutes of us playing it, you know, BK looked at us, he's like, yeah, this is the one, you know. So it just kind of all, it came together really nicely.
Yeah, it wasn't like, okay, let's find a song, a Brit pop song, and make it heavy for heavy's sake. It matches perfectly with everything you've done so far.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought it felt very organic. It was natural, and it's just a great, great tune. I wasn't too familiar with the original. I mean, I remember hearing the original because I went back and watched their music video. One guy's inside, one guy's outside dancing. It was just, I like your video better.
Yeah, I had actually never heard the original. I heard the cover that was in the Donnie Darko movie.
Okay.
Which is like, yeah, a real slow piano one. I had never heard the original until we were getting, until we had already covered it, actually. So
the students that are in, for people who haven't seen the video yet, by the way, shame on you if you haven't seen it already. give them the synopsis. Talk them through it. You don't have to give away too much, but, you know, give them the idea.
So basically the overall idea is, like, it's in a classroom, but everyone is there, and they're grown up, so they're in the roles that they graduated into, you know, if you pardon the pun. But and the idea is that, like, they're faking happiness in these jobs because that's what we're supposed to do. And, right. Like, we're the guys in the background, and, you know, we're living what we want to do as opposed to what we're supposed to do. So that's why we're the animated ones. We're, you know, and everybody else is literally, like, if you watch it, literally going through the motions, you know. And, like, and then the whole thing at the end with, well, I'll let people watch and see how it ends. But, yeah. But, you know, it's kind of just a reflection on, like, our working culture, basically. So
you got a bartender in there, a chef, somebody in the medical profession, a prom queen, a bodybuilder.
Yep.
Where did people that you knew?
These are all actors. Yeah, all actors. The teacher was a friend of ours. He shot some photos for us, too. So some of the photos that you see on our stuff, he actually was responsible for. So we were looking for extras. We mentioned it, and he was like, absolutely, like, I want to be there. So so that was cool.
What was a casting like that? What was that like?
I mean,
it was pretty much done for us. I mean, honestly, a lot of them are friends. A lot of them are friends and family of Drake's.
Yeah.
You know, the teacher and the beauty queen were friends of ours.
Oh yeah.
Aside from that, it was all people that he knew. So we just kind of lucked out with him knowing enough people to, you know, sort of fill those roles.
Yeah, because they it wasn't just like, hey, I'm in my friend's video. They really, I felt it. I really.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're legitimate absolutely. Actors. Yep. Yeah. It wasn't just random like party people or whatever. You know. So.
The smile.
Yeah.
The smiles
on
there, the unnerving smiles on that. It was, I mean, that has to be, like, digital, right?
Some of it, yeah. But, like, some of them I don't think he did anything with.
There's a couple spots, yeah, where Josh, who was the teacher, there's a couple spots where that's just him. I mean, the very opening one you see of him is digital, but everything else is all his natural smile. So
I remember when he was describing the smile to us, and I didn't really know how it was going to turn out, how it was going to look. And then when I first saw it, it blew me away because it looks so dark, so creepy.
It is.
And it really does kind of paint the picture of the meaning of the song when you see the end, and it's like, ah, okay, it all makes sense.
I mean, it reminded kind of like a Tim Burton film without Michael Keaton or Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it was creepy, and it was perfect.
It was. How do you guys top yourself in a video realm now? I mean...
Oh, you know,
you've raised the bar pretty high.
Yeah, you know, and it's great because, you know, we had such a good experience with Drake, you know, that he's kind of our guy moving forward. And, you know, we were all really, we got along really well with everybody, and, you know, everybody was really hardworking. And, you know, our next video that we're going to be working on, we're not going to say what it is, but, you know, it's more story driven, and it's one of our originals. So there's going to be even more story behind it. So hopefully when we do eventually shoot that and release that, we'll get as good a reception as we have.
I'm wildly excited for this video.
Well, we're gonna talk about the new stuff. We're going to talk about gigs that you got coming up. Sounds like you guys are winding down for a little bit. It looks like you're going to be going back to the studio. But we've been talking up Mad World so much. People are screaming at their radios right now. Play the goddamn song. Here's Icarus Fell, Mad World, and it's on Sessions.
Going on.
find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad world.
Icarus Fell, Mad World, Tears for Fears cover right there on Sessions. There's some people there trying to listen to the show or trying to watch the show. Normally we go Facebook Live, but not today. It's different. We're broadcasting live from the beer tent here in
Sandusky
Thumbfest. And so you're not going to see their smiley face, which I feel bad because they wore tux. They rented tuxes for just this occasion. And they're like, oh, sorry, guys. No cameras today.
We'll send you guys the bill. It's cool.
I wore tails and everything, man. So what is next for Icarus Fell gig-wise?
So next week we've got two shows. On Thursday we're going to be in Chelsea, Michigan at the Rumpus Room. We're actually playing a pretty long set for us, so that should be interesting. It's our first time there, but we've heard good things about it. So that'll be fun. A ton of originals and a couple covers we've never done before. So that'll be neat. And then 2 days later on Saturday, we're heading down to Fort Wayne, Indiana. It'll be our second time down there. So that should be cool too. Meeting up with some bands we jammed with before. Cool guys, good bands. So hoping to have a good time.
Well, what are Indiana crowds like compared to Michigan? They're still Midwest, but there's got to be a few differences.
Indiana crowds are great. I told these guys that was our first last time we went down there was our first real foray outside of the state, except for Toledo, which is kind of like South
kind of Michigan Junior.
Yeah. Yeah. So and I told these guys, I said you don't understand what it's like, because you know we love Detroit, we love everything, but like there's so much music here, and when you get out of here, you know there. The people are starved for the music, and like we were even talking to the bands, and like, man, this is like the only place in like 100 square miles to play and even see a show. And I'm like, there's like 40 of these venues in like a 10 block radius, you know. So it's like the people there, it's just different because you know it's supply and demand, and you just don't have it out there. So like when we get into locations like that, I mean, we had people at the rail all night long. Like there was like just. There was a good crowd, and it was an all-local showcase. There was no headliners, no nothing, you know? And it's so refreshing to see that. And here, I think, you know, the fans are they're just as ravenous, but they're spread out more, you know? They have way more options. So.
Yeah, that's options is the biggest thing. Is like they can go to the Diesel. They can go to the Token.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, so it is nice to get out of state simply for that reason. And plus, you know, you get to network with new people, and you get to make new fans, and... you know, hopefully spread the gospel of Icarus Fell.
Fame's getting to him. Wow. I'm glad we did in the beer tent. We can't get your head through the door. No. I get it. So you were telling me during the break that things are starting to wind down gig-wise. Getting ready for a new album then, question mark?
So, yeah, you know, we've already started writing it. We got a couple tunes for it. so far, and like we're definitely very happy with the direction it's trending in. So
how does it compare to so far? I know it's in its infancy, but how does it compare to the previous album?
So far, it's definitely more experimental, I would say. It's more complex for sure. With Chase the Sun, it was kind of a mixture of songs that we already had before getting our, Alex and Joe, and then they put their flavor on it, and then there's a couple songs that we did write together. This is, of course, now everything is the five of us. We've got our chemistry and everything, and now we're writing everything, together now, and it's really phenomenal so far. So I'm excited to see what happens next.
So Alex, how's it feel to be able to put your thumbprint on the songs? Because you had to go and start doing songs that you hadn't been part of the writing process.
Yeah. So, playing and practicing to those songs at home before, because I was learning those for my second audition into the band, and there was definitely moments where I felt like I was like, oh yeah, this is Alex flavor showing in the song, but like, sure. That we have a newer song now where it started with a riff that I've had for a while, and that kind of blossomed into so many different directions where I never would have taken it if I was writing that song completely by myself.
Right.
And just hearing everybody contribute to something like that, like it truly feels like what we're experiencing now is the birth of a new sound for us. And it's really cool 2.0. To have a hand in something like that.
Very cool. I can't wait to hear it. Keep me posted with that. Let's go into another track. Now, we talked about this one, and it's too far away from my screen. There's Playing the Fool.
Play the Fool.
Talk me through this one.
So this is, I guess this is kind of our Mad World in a way, content-wise. We don't really do political or anything like that, but this one just kind of shines a light on just the whole madness of our political system. Doesn't pick a side. It doesn't,
But I think both sides can agree, at least a rational part of both sides can say.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, mm-hmm. And... Hopefully, it's one of those things where you hope people hear it and can kind of start to form their own opinions about whatever they want to form their opinions about, So
here we are. We're live at the beer tent at Sandusky Film Festival, Icarusville. Here's Play the Fool, and it's on Sessions.
Thank you.
Icarus Fell, Play the Fool on Sessions on Solid State Radio, and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Can't say enough nice things about the Thumb, the Sandalike Broadcasting Company, for taking good care of us. We appreciate it. Icarus Fell in studio. We've got a beer over the beer tent. We're looking pretty good. Ah, yeah. Nice and crisp. I got my Icarus Fell beer koozie.
It's high quality beer koozie you got there.
Well, I look for a sticker so I can put one on my boot because I messed up my. Apparently, my cage fighting days are over.
Today? Oh, okay.
So, I'm trying to think of. There's so many things I wanted to ask, and now as they've all just jumped out of my skull. How have the shows been so far? Because you guys are pretty busy. How the show's been so? Has there been one that really sticks out in your head? Is like, wow, I'd like to go back and do that one again.
Oh, I have that answer for sure.
Sure,
we've been really lucky. We haven't played with any bands that I was like, oh, I'll never play with them again. But I think this year is what stands out for me anyway. Is when we played with Tantric.
Oh, yeah.
In May, that was just fantastic. They were awesome guys. Like
very cool guys.
To see a group that's been around everywhere for so long come down and watch every band that was supporting them was fantastic. You know, and they ran up on stage and side stage and congratulated everybody, thanked everybody for coming. You know, just huge supporters, like super nice guys. You know, and it was just I think everybody we played with this year and last year since we've been playing out has been great. But that was like kind of the one that really stood out. Of like, I would play with them again in a heartbeat.
This is not really a show where I like to spill the tea, but and I'm not asking for any band names, but have you ever dealt with a band and you walked away like, who do they think they are?
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that. It's just, yeah. It was somebody who's about as regionally known as we are. So I'm like, oh, that's weird. We didn't bring our red carpet. But
you're going to have to remind me on the commercial break. I that is.
But no, I mean, aside from that, I you know, and even that wasn't a big deal. It was just more so like, oh, okay, this is, you know, we've met royalty.
We got Brian's like, give me that headphone. I'm in. Put me in.
You know, I remember you were saying on the last interview we had about a lot of the bands around this area kind of having like a gang. You know, like we're all kind of forming together and growing together. And last time you said that, I've been thinking about that ever since. And you know, when we play these gigs and we meet new guys and meet new bands and we're coordinating with them. It really is like we're all bonding together.
Yes.
And it seems like the movement, the underground movement around Detroit, it's really linked together. I don't know how it was 20 years ago or 30 years ago, but I know now there is much more of a band of brothers amongst these bands. You know, we're working with each other. We're networking with each other. We're sharing fans and things like that. And that's refreshing.
Well,
you know,
that's with the social media aspect of it. And the way that clubs can promote themselves, bands can promote themselves, that's how there's a big networking tool for that because, I mean, that's how I find a lot of my bands. I'm sure there's probably you guys promoted a band that you worked with, and I checked them out and stole their stuff. I mean, but hey, there's that damn ladder. Ryan was talking about some of the shows that he was like really kind of digging. Anybody else have anything that you'd like to celebrate?
Well, I was going to say, really quick, to piggyback on what Brian was saying, you know, last time we talked about, you know, bands like Flowers on the Grave, Possibility, you know, you guys play them, both of them a lot. Also, Cybus.
Cybus, yep.
Some more bands that we've connected with recently that are really awesome. There's a band, Today's Okay. They're a great band. 10-Gauge Rage.
Perfect Fall.
Perfect Fall. They're from Indiana. Check those guys out. Give them some Michigan love.
They're not from Michigan. So
I don't care. We'll make them honorary band. They're really cool guys and a great band. But yeah, I mean, it's been so nice, like just connecting with all these awesome bands, and they're, you know, they're talented, they're cool people, and it's really cool to be a part of that.
Yeah, you guys sound like you guys really cool with the venues. Your fans, you've got a good relationship with your fan base.
Yep.
Where do you want to be 1 year from now, 365 days from now? Where do you want to be?
We want to be the band that people want to play with, and we want to be the band that venues want.
You're already that, aren't you?
Well, we're half that.
I think right now a lot of it is, you know, the self-promotion, but to have venues reaching out to us, which is starting to happen a little bit. You know, they're reaching out on their own saying, hey, we got this show coming up, we'd like you to play it, those types of things. And, you know, just getting more of that love that's organic, you know, because we've earned it.
So if I was to have, like, and I'm not going to, but if I was to have, like, a little summit between bands and club promoters, what would you say to club promoters that you'd like to see from them?
Take care of your bands.
Mm-hmm. Take care of the bands.
Take care of them. I mean, drink tickets. Give me 2 drink tickets. You know what I mean? Like,
you have a problem getting drink tickets?
Yeah, we don't.
Most of the bars...
We've played 2 shows ever that we got drink tickets at. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. Jeez. And we've played... This
you come on a radio show, we get you loaded.
Yeah, no, and like I think we've played 1 show ever where they actually fed us. Like, yeah, I mean, just I mean, you know, we're not, and that's the thing, we're not even asking for the world. You know, it's not like we're like, oh, all bands should get $1,000 minimum a night. No, it's like, toss us a couple drink tickets. We're bringing people in here.
Yeah.
You know, we're entertaining your patrons. Give us something. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know, just it, if a lot of these club owners, it feels like they act like we're blessed for playing there. And it's
I haven't played live since 2019. I didn't realize that was a problem now with venues, because that was a lot of times I was like, oh, well, we can't really pay you money, but here's some beer. This will shut you up.
Even that, we'd take it, man. Like, you know? But yeah, I mean, that'd be the big thing. And, you know, That's really it. I mean, because we've run into some great sound guys and some, you know, great sound systems and all that. So, like, those complaints are pretty much a thing of the past, you know. Used to be, it was a crapshoot if you were going to walk in and it was going to be
the sound guys.
If it was a nice
drunk
speaker system, or if it's just a bunch of cardboard boxes with wires on the inside. Now, you know, everyone's kind of set their game up there, so that's really great. But, yeah, man, just take care of your bands, you know. That's all.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What do you think venues would say to bands about if I had this
physical
summit?
It depends. I mean, you know, some would be like, well, bring more people, you know, which is fair.
Which, yeah,
absolutely. Like, they don't make money if you're not bringing people in the door.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, that's totally fair. Like, you know, at the end of the day, we're 2 businesses trying to work together towards a common goal, you know. Another thing venues could do, promote your shows.
Yes.
Don't just create a poster and put it on your website. Promote your show,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
So, I don't know.
And I'd say promote, especially more locally. I mean, if we're playing, be lucky enough to play with a national act, they promote it because it's a national act. You know, but if it's an all local showcase, it's kind of up to you.
Promote your show.
You know,
man.
Like when you invited us to sessions, you know, that was us and you working together with that. You know, so that to have more of the venue involvement would be great.
Exactly, because I remember playing a venue and I would send them flyers and they would put it up and they would have a Facebook page. And the last time they posted anything was on Easter, saying Happy Easter. It's like, nobody cares about Easter. They want to know what's at your venue. Mm-hmm. Why won't you do that? But that's me on my soapbox. Let's let's play one more song. You guys got time to hang out for one more?
Sure.
All right. What's this next one we're playing?
This is Beneath the Moon. It is...
I don't think I've heard this one yet.
You're in for a treat. So this one's outside of our norm, I would say. It's very, I felt like this song was the transition into where we're writing now. It's very experimental. It's kind of out there. I don't know. Let's just let it speak for itself.
There's Icarus Fell, Beneath the Moon, saying goodnight right here on Sessions. Thanks for tuning in.